Right now on VFN TV, we're going to be discussing how economies all over the world right now are slowing down. We're going to be talking about how 48 million Americans, according to a new hunger report, can't afford food. We're going to be talking about martial law and what we can expect and the 11 signs right now that are happening that are similar to what happened for the 2008 crash and so much more happening on VFN TV now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. We're going to have to bow or we're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. One based on mutual interest and mutual respect. And one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs. And these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment. But their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Molech, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say thus the word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let them.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kolesheski, and on today's program, we're going to be talking about global economy and the collapse that's expected to come. I mean, if you've been watching VFN TV for any period of time, you know that this is something that we've talked about extensively because God has shown us personally, as well as he's shown others like Rick Joyner and David Wilkerson and Jonathan Kahn with the Shemitah. But we're getting closer and closer to this becoming a reality with so many of the world's economies. These countries now are slowing down. Reports are that the economies of Japan, Brazil, Canada, and Russia are all currently in recession. Not to mention that Greece has been on the verge, the tipping point, for several years now on absolute collapse. Remember the bank freezes and Germany's continual bailout. And a new report that was just published that indicates that 46 to 48 million Americans can't even afford to buy food. The question is, are we at this point? Well, I want you to see what is happening in Venezuela right now. It's so important that we don't disconnect, that we don't throw away prophetic words, warnings of what God has been sharing and telling us, because we don't want them to become a reality. This is happening right now in Venezuela. You don't want to miss it.
These were the chaotic scenes as residents of a city in southeastern Venezuela went on the rampage in search of basic food items. People desperate for staples like milk, rice, and flour stormed a supermarket warehouse in Guayana City. A 21-year-old man was shot dead during the unrest. Media reports say dozens of people have been arrested. Low oil prices and increasingly dysfunctional currency and price controls have fueled shortages of consumer goods across the country. President Nicolas Maduro says opposition leaders and businesses are responsible, waging an economic war against his government by raising prices and hoarding goods. Critics say it's more the result of a failing state-led economic model. National Guards moved into Guyana to regain control and protect its local businesses.
These are stampedes that's happening in Venezuela, an oil-rich country, because there's no food. We're going to continue to talk more about this when we get back from the break, but we're also going to share 11 indicators, checklists, if you will, that show that we're exactly at the same place right now that we were in 2008 before that crash. Join us when we get back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So, global economic collapse, are we closer and closer to it? And that's the big question here. Michael Snyder, Steve, the author of the Economic Collapse blog, really puts these 11 points together. I mean, right now in Venezuela, they're bartering, Steve, chickens for diapers.
Wow.
Chickens for diapers. Mm-hmm. And they're hitting social media. Maybe this is something, a prelude to something we need to learn, but they're using social media now, not to post cute pictures of their family members. They're posting, and they're part of groups that are bartering groups where they're just trying to find out, hey, you know, mom's in need, and they're looking for diapers and baby products. There's other members of part of groups that they're stay trying to come together for medicines. And so this is important for us to take a look at, because right now there's so many countries that are headed in a downward spiral. And why do we keep warning? Well, one, because we have no choice. This is what God's called us to do, right? Is to warn, but also so that the church can begin to take action, so that they can begin to prepare themselves and their loved ones. But in this article that Michael Snyder puts out, and we're going to try to get as many of these points out to you, because we want you to hear about what Rick Joyner talked about in terms of martial law. We have so much to share with you, as well as Hanukkah. You don't want to miss it, as Jonathan Kahn shares with us how Hanukkah relates to the end times, which is very, very interesting. But Michael Snyder's team talks about these 11 things here, 11 things. He says on Tuesday, the price of oil, listen to this, the price of oil closed below $40 a barrel. And back in 2008, the price of oil crashed below $40. So he's looking at 11 things, he says, as a checklist. If you were to make a checklist of all the things that you would expect to see just before a major stock market crash, virtually all of them are happening right now. The following are 11 critical indicators that are absolutely screaming that global economic crisis is getting deeper. If you understand what's going on with oil, you know, Saudi Arabia is overproducing oil. The OPEC nations just gathered, and they're trying to pressure Saudi Arabia to cut production so that they could actually raise the prices. But Saudi Arabia's strategy is to continue to flood the market with a lot of oil so that they can marginalize the United States, Russia, and Iran, who's just got sanctions being lifted. So they are really saying, watch for the second quarter of 2016. This is what all the reports are indicating. Watch what happens in the second quarter. It's important because Russia's economy, 50% of their budget, of Russia's budget, is based upon oil selling at $100 a barrel.
And right now it's 40.
Under 40.
Under 40.
Under 40. And one of the financial ministers in Venezuela said that it could go as low as $25 a barrel. Understand that the cost of producing oil for Saudi Arabia is around $8. $8.
Yeah.
And so very, very interesting. So that's one of the things that they talked about. This is the oil selling below $40. It's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening just like it happened in 2008. The second thing is the price of copper has just plunged to $2.04. The last time it was this low was just before the stock market crashed of 2008. Another indicator. Mm-hmm. You got oil, you got copper going down. Number three, the Business Roundtable forecast for business investment in 2016 has dropped to the lowest level that we have seen since the last recession. This is interesting because this roundtable brings the CEOs together, and they start looking at what the forecast, how we're going to invest in the coming year, and they're saying that their confidence level is low. The fourth is this. Corporate debt defaults have risen to the highest level that we have seen since the last recession. And this is a huge problem because the corporate debt in the United States is approximately doubled since just before the last financial crisis. You're talking about a perfect storm.
It's doubled just in the last 7 years. Doubled.
You're talking about a perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect storm is brewing. And I know we talked about, you know, some of the words that David Wilkerson had, words that Rick Joyner has shared. And the question is, are we paying attention?
Yeah, and as you're seeing these things repeatedly lining up, increasing, the intensity, they're happening quickly, they're quicker, and at the same time too, it's like you're hearing these things, and if you've been watching and you've been connecting with us on a continual basis, this should not be a surprise to you.
No.
Because this is a confirmation of this is what God has been showing. This is what he's been warning about. And it's if this is new to you, we're going to have multiple resources related on the torch that you can see everything that we've been talking
yes.
about.
Yes. And please go to the torch. There are over 4,500 individualized mm-hmm. segments. You'll watch videos, related articles, a bunch of content that will help you get all the information that you need. The fifth one, Steve, is the Bloomberg U.S. Economic Surprise Index. Is more negative right now than it was at any point during the last recession. Again, this is a checkpoint, 11 points, indicators that a global economic collapse is on the rise. Mm-hmm. The sixth thing is credit card data that was just released shows that holiday sales have gone negative for the first time since the last recession. Some reports are that there's too much stock on the shelves. Too much stock. You understand that this is, they call it Black Friday because this is the time that companies go in the black. All the, this other time, they've been in the red. That means
what
they're
that
making money. They're in the black.
Yeah.
They're making money. So if it doesn't happen, they haven't made any money.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies are waiting for this shopping season to occur for them in order to turn a profit.
Right.
The seventh thing, he says, as I mentioned, in an article the other day, the U.S. manufacturing is contracting at the fastest pace that we've seen since the last recession. So manufacturing in the United States is slowing down. And he says if one of these things was a big deal, but the fact that they're all occurring and it's all happening at one time.
Sliding back up again.
This is called a clue.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to pay attention. The ninth thing, in 2008, commodity prices crashed just before the stock market did, and late last month, the Bloomberg Commodity Index hit a 16-year low. Another indicator.
Mm.
Number 10, in the past, stocks have tended to crash about 12 to 18 months after a peak in corporate profit margins. So between 12 and 18 months, there's a crash that normally happens after a peak, right? He says, at this point, we're about 15 months after the most recent peak. So we're all fitting. This is all kind of converging around this timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are indicators. And this is just for the United States. We're not talking about what's happening in Russia. We're not talking about what's happening in Brazil. Mm-hmm. By the way, Brazil is the fifth largest population in the world. And some reports are, Steve, that they are in depression.
Mm-hmm.
They're in depression. And so you got to start realizing we have economic problems in Brazil. Japan's having problems. Canada's having problems. Russia's having problems. China just had a major crash. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What is happening? And he goes on to say that number 11, if you look back at 2008, you will see that junk bonds crashed horribly. And why this is important is because junk bonds started to crash before stocks did. And right now, they have dropped to the lowest point that they have been since the last financial crisis. He says that if just one or two of these indicators were flashing red, that would be enough. But the fact that all of them seem to be saying the same exact thing tell us that big trouble is ahead. And so we got to start looking at these things and not be dismissive and say, well, the Shemitah came and nothing happened. So many people are looking for an exact sign. They're looking for a definitive moment. And the question is that, you know what? I love what Rabbi Kahn said. Something doesn't have to happen. Could happen, doesn't have to happen. But all it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand
all
now.
And
we don't
direction.
Need all these prophetic words when you understand that our we're in debt over $17 trillion, and the International Monetary Fund really says it's several hundreds of trillion dollars in debt. We are in trouble, and our only hope is going to be able to turn back to God. We're going to continue to talk about what this actually means and what we can look forward to unless we repent. I mean, to understand that right now people are stampeding and trampling one another and standing in long lines, Steve, just to be able to have food. And now we have the largest percentage of Americans, 48 million Americans, according to a new report, they can't even afford to buy food. With meat right now, meat is the number one stolen item in the grocery stores. I think there's trouble ahead. There's trouble ahead, but there's always hope when we turn back to God. When we get back to this break, we're going to continue to talk about this more. But before we do, I want to talk to you about the Vine Seminar. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming, and you want to be a part of it. The Vine Seminar is a wonderful opportunity to come with other like-minded believers in an intimate setting where we begin to talk about and rethink the original intent of the church. So many right now believers are saying we want to get back to the original New Testament Acts church, signs, wonders, miracles, where Jesus, God, was the only thing that mattered. And listen, there's a hunger that's happening across the land. If this is you and you want to be a part of this seminar and you think that others that you know may want to be a part, you want to register and you want to do it today, be a part, watch this and find out how you can connect.
So what do you do? I mean, you got this difficult times of testament souls coming to the earth. What does the church do? We just go back to the original intent of the church. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And it's not hard. But it's the one thing that's being fought the most in society. It's called relationship. It's called loving one another, spending time. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Those things only happen in the context of a relationship. Discipleship's caught in relationships better than taught in some particular classroom type setting. When you look at the church in its original intent, do you think it did? Was that a mistake? You know, the fact that they were meeting together and eating together, and did they just not figure out how to build a huge complex yet? I mean, what was what's going on? But then you go back and go, well, the fear of the Lord was there, that miracles was happening amongst them, signs and wonders, and they dedicated themselves to the apostles' teaching, and but it's really, you know, we went on this journey some time back, you know, understanding what does it mean to be the church, you know, and he says, go ye into all the world, but yet we have this come ye type mentality, right? Come ye to my church, come to my building, come to my meeting, come to this thing. And it's like, but no, we're not going out. And by not going out, other things are going out and promulgating something different than the gospel darkness. And, we had to find out we're supposed to be a go-y church instead of a come-y church, that God, as Christians, we're supposed to go out. As we begin to understand that and walk that out and say, you know what, we're going to do, if it takes 10 years, we're going to do exactly what the Lord said, and begin to walk that out. And what we found out and beginning to walk out the pattern of the church, that God loves it. He is so into his kingdom, the fullness of, like, you know, one man said, it was like stepping out of a flower pot into the fourth chapter of Acts, the things that begin to happen. And it's exciting. It's exhilarating. And God wants to be, you know, God, we got the word of God back to the church. We got to get the church to pick it up again. But God wants his church back. He wants us to be loyal to his voice and to follow him. There's only one church, the church under Jesus Christ as the head.
That's right.
And he wants his church back. What we did was we said, you know, how can we put something together to share our experience? We call it the Vine Seminar. You think about it. Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible to be fruitful unless we abide in him, abide in the vine. He says, I'm the vine. My father's the gardener. You're the branches. And so what we did, we came together and we put together what we call the Vine Seminar. It's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. It's a limited amount of seating in it. You can sign up for it at vfntv.com under events. You'll see Vine Seminar there. And we want to just share our experiences. And it's not as hard. You're gonna enjoy church again. If God's calling you to begin to walk that way, then you're gonna begin to enjoy it. It's an amazing thing, you know. And I really believe from what we've seen, and that the Spirit of the Lord is so pleased when we come together and love each other and spend time with each other and dedicate ourselves to His Word. He shows up in a powerful way and heals and delivers and signs and wonders and miracles and dreams. Find out more. Go to vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner. You see events. Hover over that. You'll see the Vine Seminar. Sign up for it today. It's limited space. Make sure you get in.
Thank you for watching VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
It's true that men and women are different, and sometimes in a marriage that leads to some challenges. On today's Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. Julie Slattery recalls how she had to learn to let go and follow her husband's lead.
There are so many things that Mike adds to my life, and I love the fact that he's more laid back than I am. He helps me relax. He helps me laugh. He helps me not take life so seriously. And I had to start to look towards him in leadership in the areas that he was already strong and say, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a little compulsive about things, and I need to let go and learn to let and encourage Mike to lead in the ways that he's naturally gifted. And for me, that was a huge paradigm shift, and I started to know what it was like to have him lead in his strengths rather than me trying to make him into who I wanted him to be.
Learn how to reduce conflict and have a stronger marriage. We've got help for you at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
The bread. You know, if you haven't yet got a chance to go, which is really good when you're a bit woozy, ISIS too, by the way. I remember, by the way, I know we're going to talk about the torch, but when I didn't start getting seasick until I started seeing other people get seasick.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
And when I have more kids,
I didn't think
now,
I needed a Dramamine, but if you got an extra one, I'll take about seven.
Well, I know when my kids, you know, they got sick, that didn't bother me at all, but it did bother Don. My heart would go out. I was like, oh my goodness. But when I was in the Navy and grown men are getting seasick, it was just everywhere. And I thought, I am going to die in this ashtray. It was like, it was just all of that was happening. They smoked, saw their ashtrays turned upside down. Everything was everywhere. So I finally made it to the pilot house and got me a big cup of ice and opened up both pilot house doors. And wind was blowing through and I was laid up against the wall, chewing ice, hoping that I would not get an agreement with what was taking place on that boat. Getting back to the torch, make sure that you get a chance to eat from the bread that we make available for you. Go to vfntv.com. Go to the torch. You can subscribe to it easily, and every day will be in your email. You can sign up for the newsletter. It'll come to you once a week. Go to the torch. Go to vfntv.com and sign up for the torch newsletter. By the way, there's a free gift waiting for you. Just to honor you for the whole experience, to thank you for the process. And in this relationship, even if you get a bit woozy, we can do this thing if we walk in agreement under our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about the economic collapse that's been prophesied for some time now. But Michael Snyder of the Economic Collapse blog shared 11 indicators that are happening right now that are very similar. The same exact things were happening before the 2008 crash. They're all happening right now. And he goes on to say in this article that many people are waiting for the big crash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Shemitah happened. Yeah. Where is it? They're waiting for the big crash. But the truth is that almost everything has already crashed, he said. You're waiting for the big one. It's already crashed. He says oil has crashed. Commodities have crashed. Gold and silver have crashed. Junk bonds have crashed. The Chinese stock markets have crashed. And dozens of other stock markets around the world have already crashed. The big event that many people are waiting for is for the U.S. stocks to crash, just like it did in 2008. And so it's important that we understand, hey, it's already happening. We're right in the middle of it. And the dominoes have already been falling. And the question is, when's the next one going to fall? I want you to listen to this moment, this Connect the Dots segment, as Greg and I and Pat discuss about the economic collapse is coming. We share some of the prophetic dreams that God has spoken to us about, as well as what God told Rick Joyner is going to happen. One thing in particular, Steve, he says that when many countries experience economic crash, what soon follows is martial law. Watch this.
Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries just put out a prophetic word, and he's talked about this earlier, but now he's breaking it down. And the word that he put out was on October the 8th, and it's entitled, and you can see it on the VFN Torture at Morningstar Ministries, The Straw That Breaks the Camel's Back. And what he's talking about is talking about martial law. Martial law is also in the Constitution, and so many people think negatively of that. But the truth is that when things go awry, like they did in the hurricanes for us, the martial law was basically put in place. Sure. And the military became, and they protected our houses, they protected their businesses, our businesses. They assure, we were able to get gas in an orderly fashion.
Kept people off the streets that didn't need to be on the streets.
Because crime hit the streets right away.
Sure.
And so he talks about kind of breaking it down that, when martial law comes to pass, and you can read, we're going to go over it, because you can read this on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Begin to understand it. And first of all, read it in the Constitution. So to speak against it, and you say that you're for the Constitution, speak against what's actually written in the Constitution. And George Washington and others, President Washington, they actually use martial. There's times when things happen that you got to kick it in to be able to bring peace back to a place and safety. And also, he talks about in this particular Word of Wisdom prophetic bulletin that there's people on the right and people on the left we got to worry about. These people that is a small fraction of people on the right and a small fraction of people on the left that the majority of parts of America need to be protected. Americans need to be protected. Well, that's where martial law would come in to do it. And in the context of that also, and I've seen it, God has shown me martial law. He's shown me it be happening. But it is martial law. But it's sort of like, being in the military. I mean, I know that Steve can probably give a shout out to what, it's kind of like just being in the military, right? You're just like, okay, we're going to stand over here because he told us to stand over here.
Right.
And a lot of Americans aren't used to following those kind of orders and stuff. But they do that so that you can have an orderly fashion and do things. It's not the end of the world. It's called order and authority. But he does say it does matter, it is going to matter who your marshal is going to be, and that's why it matters who your sheriff is. It matters who your governor is. It matters who is in your National Reserve. It matters, you build a relationship with your military around your community, because those are the ones, it's your brothers and sisters who will be in uniform around you working up under the commander in chief. If, in fact, it does kick in. And this is what he said. This is what he says. He says, Rick Joyner talks about it. He says that in history, and this guy, just take my word for it. you can study for 50 years, this guy, or you can just take my word for it. Either one's fine. And that he is slow to speak, and he's well studied. And this is what he says, that martial law typically kicks in nations when there's a financial collapse. And it's a good thing, because once your money don't work no more, as they said in the movie Armageddon, they said, rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore. Somebody says, I'm not rich. Okay, we'll just see if you're nice in a few moments.
Right.
and he says that when economies collapse, it's a rapid thing. It just happens, bam. It's not a gradual thing because, you know, they're propping it up, buying time, putting things in line, doing different things because they realize nations have survived financial collapses. They have survived them. Some haven't. Democracies have survived them. But sometimes it comes out and tyranny ends up over a nation, or different forms of government begin to form, or just radicalness takes over. Or if we as the church humble ourselves and repent and turn from wicked ways and realize that if you truly believe, it's like people shouting and standing up for the Constitution, I mean, for the Ten Commandments, if you ask them what the Ten Commandments are, they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are. And they're just giving a shout out to God and while they're violating nine of the ten. And the same thing with the Constitution. We need to learn this thing. And I know we're still kind of lingering on this, and we're going to continue talking about this. But I'm not saying I know anything. I'm saying what God has shown me and what God has shown
me,
John.
Yeah.
And share what God has shown you briefly about what happened in 6 minutes.
God spoke to me in a dream and showed me exactly that the economy was going to crash. In this dream, I was actually going, I was in my job at the time, and I saw how much people gathered around a television screen.
At this office in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch of folks crowding around the television screen. They're waiting for breaking news. It wasn't like breaking news as it is today.
Isn't it right? You're going to watch the news with the end of this thing. You're not going to watch. Isn't it amazing? It's like, now you're going to watch the news.
Yeah, right. Now so it's all falling it's apart. Right. I don't know anything that's going on.
Right.
But you know how now breaking news, they'll rehash the story 10 times before they release the story.
Right.
Well, you can tell that this was fresh. There was just a live camera and a mic, and it was a reporter that was standing at the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And I knew that because there was stock brokers surrounding him, all in their blue jackets, and the trading had stopped.
So we're watching this on TV. It stopped, by the way. That's a big thing.
Now, my father was a stockbroker.
That's right.
Yeah. I've been to this New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, it don't stop.
It's like ants running around there nonstop. I mean, it does not stop.
Mm-hmm, right.
So okay, this is alarming.
Right.
So he says
it's historical events. As you can read in history, the moments that it did stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reporter says, when we come back here, we have breaking news. I'm about to share something, but we don't want you to panic.
<You're right.
laughs>
Am I about to lose all my money? Is my $4 in the bank not going to be worth nothing? I mean, come on.
As soon as he said that, I knew, because God had been speaking prophetically in the dream, I knew this was that.
Right.
So I went immediately to get my things because I knew pandemonium was going to break loose and I was going to beat the crowd, if you will.
Right.
As I was coming back and getting ready to exit.
I'm talking about VFN Torch.
Well, I'm not there yet. He says...
He's the reporter.
He's a reporter, the journalist. He's standing in front of the New York Stock Exchange. The New York
Stock Exchange. You and I stood there, remember? We're standing kind of reviewing that in our hearts.
Okay. Yeah. And he says, the economy, the world's going to be over as we know it in 6 minutes.
59, 58, 57. 56. And somebody says, I'm going to run to the bank. No, they already got it figured out. Because the bank said they're going to declare a holiday right away.
Yeah.
I was talking to tellers and banks, and they said, no, what we'll do is we'll shut the doors immediately as soon as those words go out. So you're not going to be able to get your $5. Your $5 is not going to be able to come out the bank.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Remember what happened in the hurricane? They shut the whole bank. I mean, you couldn't get access to any kind of
money. But I've talked to the bankers that they're going to close them immediately.
Yeah.
So you're not, even in the 6 minutes, you're not going to be able to make it. Your ATM's not going to work, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. So in 6 minutes, the world as you know it is going to
end.
As you know, but it's not, the world's not going to end.
No,
saying the world's going to rapture or anything like that. We're just saying, as you know it.
It's going to be a dramatic shift.
And Americans, we know it blessed. It's been blessed.
You know, it's embarrassing to say.
So then what happened? What happened, though? What happened?
Well, pandemonium breaks loose.
He said don't panic, though. Didn't he say don't panic? They did not listen to the newscaster.
Pandemonium broke loose. People were going crazy. And at that time, you know, I just rose up and I said, listen, you need to go to VFN Radio. You need to go to the Torch.
The Torch, that's
right. You need to go to the Torch and get plugged in. Mm-hmm. You know, God has been preparing us all of this time. This is going to happen. God has spoke kind of in surround sound, if you will, from so many.
Right.
And we're just listening into what God is saying.
And so we posted them on the VFN Torch. So you actually can read these words in detail.
And
so you can get a paradigm before the 6 minutes happens.
Right.
Imagine being prepared.
Well, I was prepared. Before the news came up, because I knew when I had this word in me, I was making preparation to beat the pandemonium.
Right.
You can too. Right. It's all posted and it's all dated. Yeah. This is stuff that we've had there for quite a while. Yeah. But listen, God's telling us in advance that we can be prepared.
Yes. That is so important. And it's 6 minutes. So realize whatever time you have on this side of it, I begin to prepare for it. And don't, you know, realize there's people who say that they're on the right and the left,
yeah,
which are not the majority of Americans, that are, that we need to be protected from for what's going to happen if the collapse happens. And what God's telling us is it's going to collapse. And I've literally seen the paper money. I've seen the paper money. And
that's,
you
right,
can, it was being sucked off the face of the earth, almost like a mountain, you know, like a vacuum was in the middle like this, and it's being sucked up. And rapidly, you hear the paper flapping in different areas. And with that, all of a sudden, this big mountain, this pyramid-looking mountain, turned into fire. I mean, and it just burned up all the paper money, which is, you know, it's, I could see them going to digital currency at the point like this. These borders, as George Charles, just getting in the way. And so here we are. These things are happening in our very presence. And we're just telling you what the Lord's like. We pray that it doesn't happen, but only a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. We've been talking about what systematically what's taking place. We're talking about, you know, a possible economic crash, what God has been sharing with us, what Rick Joyner Morningstar Ministries is seeing himself, and just what, just, I mean, come on. You know, Bubba knows this. Bubba knows this.
That's right.
That's why he's growing more corn in his field. I mean, it just comes a point in time that things are just obvious. But in the context of that, God prepares his people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have not yet gone to VFN TV and listened to prudent preparation, because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And as Christians, we need to be prepared so we can be fruitful. It's not about you stacking up your beans so you got more beans than someone else or something like all that crazy stuff going on. It's sort of like on the airplane when they say, listen, if the oxygen mask comes down, put the mask on yourself first so you don't pass out.
Right.
So you can help the person next to you. Because if you think, I need to put the oxygen mask on my child or on my neighbor, and the thing is like, well, see, you're not going to live long enough to put the oxygen mask on them, so you're going to be no help to them. So you're going to be able to help them if you just put oxygen mask on your face. So it's about that, is how can you position yourself to be faithful and fruitful in the season that's ahead, that's going to be a huge harvest coming in if you're not passed out because you didn't prepare. Because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it.
This is so important. You need to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You need to prepare. You need to prepare yourself, your family, and you can always prepare several ways. Of course, I mean, listen, gather, you know, some food if you need to. Get yourself a 60-day, 90-day supply. Those things are always important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially if you never know when anything could happen, but you want to prepare yourself physically. And oftentimes, Steve, people quickly can adjust and get that, yes, physically, yes, I need to get some supplies. But they often forget the other two ways to prepare. You got to prepare mentally. You've got to begin to start rehearsing. What is this going to be like? How are other people going to react? How do I need to position and speak to my family in the event of a calamity, economic collapse? What is my local environment, my community? How are they going to respond? Do I have anything to give them? Are they going to be looking over my fence? You got to begin to start mentally processing. And the most important of all preparations, and without this chief thing, I mean, I don't know. This is the most important. You got to prepare spiritually. You have to prepare spiritually. And how do you prepare? By spending time with Jesus, by engaging yourself in prayer, which is not just you communicating and telling Jesus something, right? But it also involves hearing and listening for a response, listening for instruction, direction, guidance, wisdom, because we're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to tell us. He wants to prepare us for it. And he wants us to be ready to be able to serve in the Father's vineyard.
Absolutely.
When all of this happens. So you want to know, listen, we're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break. But before we go to break, I do want to talk to you about our new special offer 6,000. It's called This Is an Act of War. Has World War III begun? And is this the beginning of the Mark of the Beast? This is a response to what happened in the Paris attacks. And this message, you want to get it. Listen, just by being a partner for any amount as the Lord leads you, we want to give this to you as a gift. We want you to have it because we want you to be prepared. We want you to know context as to what is coming. There are plans, there are strategies, and you want to be prepared. François Hollande, the president of France, said this is an act of war. And in this message, you're going to be hearing about the beast economy. You're going to be hearing about biometrics ID. Okay, right now, over 200 million people in India have a digital ID, and they want a plan for global ID. 7 billion people. You want to be prepared, and we tell you exactly what you need to do. Listen, partner of VFN TV, you send in your contact information. You become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and select partner now, or you can mail us at VFN TV. The address is 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, and you can always call us at 844-408-3688. Again, that number is 844-408-3688. Partner today.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas as we're entering the Christmas season. Don't forget that this Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
And don't allow yourself to be distracted by the things that are happening all around the world, nor should you be fearful about the things that are about to come. Many people right now have great uncertainty, but as believers, we still may not know what the future holds, Steve, but at least we know the one who holds the future.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we should have great peace.
Absolutely.
God's faithful.
Yeah.
And he's going to help us. And he's going to watch us and prepare us for everything if we stay connected and have an abiding relationship with him. He's going to let us know.
Absolutely. You know, it reminds me, I think about what Jesus had said to his disciples. Mm. They're asking him, you know, what is going to be the sign of your returning? And he's talking about, and he says, you know, when you see these things happen, you know, look up.
Look up.
And we have to remind ourselves is that of all these things that are happening, you know, where you're, you know, you're talking about Russia, you're talking about the Middle East, you're talking about economies. And it's just like, yes, this is the timeline of what's going on in the world. But we got to remind ourselves is that God has a timeline too.
That's right.
And if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, and you are the church, and it's just like you can have your hope in Jesus and know the fact that, yes, there are catastrophes happening on a daily basis, but know that this is going to be the most exciting time for the church, and God is doing and is going to do great and mighty things.
Well, this is when miracles take place. Mm-hmm. When we humble ourselves and embrace the cross and cry out for the grace of God, then we see the miracles actually happen. Yeah. I mean, we'll be talking about Hanukkah in a future program, but Hanukkah was it was a miracle. Yeah. It was a miracle. The Maccabees fought and they won. They were victorious. They were fighting against all odds, and they're trying to light the menorah. Stephen, it was only just a little bit of oil, though, for one day. So they light that oil only to realize that for a total of 8 days,
just
miraculously. There was fresh oil,
yeah,
and it continued to burn. You're right. Yeah. And that 8 period was enough time for them to get new oil. Listen, God is in the business of doing miracles, and he's in the business of taking care of those who are his. And you got to remind yourself that God is faithful. There are three things that they say we need to be on the lookout that could cause things to turn on a downward spiral here in the United States. Domestic instability, Islamic instability, and economic instability. And if one or two of those things really come together or ratchet up in an increase, I mean, one attack can cause the dominoes to fall, mm-hmm, then we're in a downward spiral. What we want you to remember is that Jesus is in control. Nothing is taking him by surprise. And we can trust him 100%. Mm. God is faithful, and his mercies are new every morning. God is just looking for us to cry out, to him. His ears are not too dull that he can't hear us, and his arms are not too short that he can't reach out to you. Call upon the Lord today. We want to pray with you like we do every program, and we appreciate you praying for us. Please pray for us. We need your prayers. Well, Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity once again to be with our viewers, to have this time where we can connect, God, and we can discuss the things, Lord, that you have shown us and how we can be prepared to be faithful, Lord, in all situations, in every season we find ourselves. We want to be about the Father's business. Dear God, we ask you to end abortion and to send revival, send a third great awakening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for watching. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.